Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Larry Bluestein, Danny G, up until 11:30 this evening, late night on our show. The next 2 weeks, obviously, and big doings up in Tallahassee this week, and especially tomorrow night, where one of our teams gets an opportunity to play for the seventh consecutive year. How about that? In that seven-year period, Hollywood Shaman Abadana, 79-13, they're 24-1. In the last 25 games. Head coach Damian Jones is kind enough to join us from Tallahassee. Coach, thanks so much for taking the time on the eve of another big game for your team.
Hey, thanks for having me there.
This is obviously, you know, it's never old hat. It never gets old because of the fact that people go, well, they're used to going up there. But more this year is at stake than perhaps any other time. You're rated number two in the nation by High School Football America. You have an opportunity to either win or share the national title this year. I mean, your team has played lights out all year. Over the last 7 weeks, you've averaged over 50 points a game. What's been the secret this year? Because you got out of the gate really, really fast against a nationally rated team in St. John's. You played American Heritage. You played Dillard. You played some of the top teams in South Florida as well. What's different this year, Coach, than Northwestern, I want to add. What's different this year than maybe last year's team?
Honestly, not the offense is – open up a little bit more. Cedric Bailey is the catalyst. And, you know, the older he gets, the more wiser he gets with just recognizing different defense. And, you know, we do got a star-studded receiver core, and our O-line is pretty good as well, man. So that's what kind of caps it off, man. But defensively, we got some guys on that end, dude, holding it down all year. So, I don't know, man. I'm proud of both sides of the ball, man. They've been holding it down all year. When, you know, people especially thought, you know, we lost a lot on defense last year, a lot. For these young guys to step up and fill those shoes, man, very proud of them.
Yeah. I mean, and the thing, too, Coach, is that first part of the year, and you and I talked about it, like front-loading the schedule with really, really tough teams so you can get these kids acclimated. Obviously, the Dillard game, you found yourself down 14-0. The Heritage game, you made a lot of uncharacteristic mistakes and truly kept them in the game, obviously. And then Gulliver, you only played a half for. But then things just started click. I mean, you had three shutouts in a row. You didn't give up a point for, what, over 17 quarters or more, almost 20 quarters. And then you're probably your two best games down the road were Treasure Coast of Port St. Lucie, good team, you know, obviously, and then Cardinal Newman with Jack Daniels and a team that's definitely on, you know. How do you get your team up every single week? Because here you are winning, you know, what, the three games by a combined 216-0. How do you get the team up, you know, the following week? Because they know that they're on pretty much an automatic thing where they all they got to do is go out there and just play their game and they're going to score. Do you have to motivate or they kind of motivate themselves?
It's a little bit of both. We do have to motivate and just kind of – because sometimes they look at teams and, you know, just being a teenager, watching film, and be like, oh, coach, you know, nah, I don't look at it like that. Cause I've seen people big-time – teams or whatever the case may be, lose at any given moment. So we don't take anybody lightly. And that's what we preach all the time, you know. Even being down 14-0, we practice that every day on being down in situations and how to handle it. So that's why these guys don't blink when they're playing under these bright lights.
Damian Jones joining us, head coach at Shaman Abadan. And you look at your senior class, and obviously your senior class has a lot of leadership qualities up front with your linemen. Obviously, Luke Evans is kind of new to the team. But Edwin Joseph, here's a guy that you and I talked about early in the season. He's up for the Nat Moore Award, which is awesome. Talk about somebody like him and D'Angelo Pons and guys like Wayne Pert, who meant so much to your team, along with your linemen, with Elvin Harris and also William Larkins and DeAndre Dufas. Talk about that, because senior leadership, and you do have a great junior class, but senior leadership means a lot.
It really does, especially when going into games like this where a lot of the young guys haven't been here before. You need guys who have to lead the way. So I'm proud of those guys because they have been doing a great job this year with leading the way. So, you know, it's kind of like a domino effect, and, you know, it just carries over where next year the guys who are here this year are going to lead and take over those spots.
Right. And your junior class is, I mean, probably, and you, I think you warned me about this 2 years ago. You said, you know what, I think maybe our best year will be in 2023. And now all those kids that have gotten that experience, you know, like you mentioned Cedric Bailey and certainly Davion Gaws, who are just unbelievable in the backfield. And then you have perhaps the number one and two receivers in the country, Jeremiah Smith and Josiah Trader. You look at those players, and it's hard to believe that they're just juniors because they've been with you. They've been through battle. They've been through some of the big games. Talk about that, because I know everybody else is nationally talking about your junior class and what they represent.
Yeah, those guys are dynamic and special. And, you know, it just kind of rubs off on some other guys, man. So, iron sharpens iron, man. And, you know, those guys are scary right now. So I'm kind of nervous on what it's going to look like next year, you know, because I don't know how high that ceiling can get.
Yeah, well, it's getting pretty high, and I don't want to leave out guys who really had great years as juniors on the defensive side. Zaquan Patterson, a big time leader. Caleb Stewart, who had a tremendous year. A guy that I've liked ever since I watched him play is Bryce Stringer, and then Denzel Johnson. Somebody who I didn't think really got as much ink and spotlight as it deserved, because he's a kid who makes plays. Talk about that.
Him and Geno Julius, they hold that middle down at the linebacker spot, and they've been doing it all year. And no, they don't get a lot of the limelight, but they do the dirty work on that defense.
Yeah, no doubt. Damian Jones joining us, head coach Shaman Abadan, and coach, you look at your opponent this week, it's Clearwater Central Catholic. Obviously, they came up with a huge win last week on the road at University Christian. You know, earlier this year, they beat a Sebring team. They beat a Tampa, they beat Tampa Jesuit, obviously. What type of team are we looking at tomorrow night? Obviously, they're well-coached and they're kind of disciplined. What do you see in them that maybe some other team that you played this year?
They're well coached. Chris Harvey does a wonderful job. It's like our third time or fourth time playing them in the 7 years I've been at Chaminade. So we're prepared for those guys to come out and hit us with best they got. You know, they do a great job of running and throwing the ball, and they defend well as well. So we got to come out and play mistake-free football.
Yeah, no doubt. And as before I let you go, talk about the, I mean, obviously it's a 460-mile ride, and, you know, everybody down here is upset because they don't get a chance to see you guys like they'll see a lot of the bigger schools like that. I know you and I talked about that. Champagnat Catholic last year, same thing. Both of you guys went up there for a number of years. Is it kind of like a, I mean, you look at it and you say to yourself, you know, it's not fair. I mean, we should be able to play. Or you just, now it's gotten to the point where you just got to do what the FHSA says.
That's where I'm at with it. But one thing I never get down on, I'm not going to complain about something, because a lot of people would love to be in this position. So I'm going to be thankful and take it, you know, as it comes. I would love to play home, just a few minutes away from the school, but in the Pink Stadium. But, you know, this is our road, our travel. We got to deal with it. I'm not going to complain because guess what? If we were home with the shoulder pads and the helmets in the equipment room, I would be mad. So I'll take this ride and, you know, deal with what it is, you know?
Yeah. Well, you had 9 home games this year, which was really good. I mean, I know your athletic department is pretty happy about that. You drew real well. Your fan support was just crazy good. Talk about before I let you go, talk about your administration, what they've meant to you guys as far as the support.
Our administration is superb. They support all our sports, and they do a heck of a job just making sure, you know, these kids have what other programs have, man. So I'm very thankful and truly blessed with my administration and my coaches, man. So we got a big mission tomorrow, Larry, and we're here at the hotel now. You know, just finished walkthrough at Florida State, and, you know, just going to watch some more film tonight with the guys, and, you know, it's a long day tomorrow to, you know, bring it home.
Yep, good stuff. Damian Jones, head coach at Shaman Amadonna, thanks so much. Best of luck tomorrow night, 7 o'clock kickoff, Gene Cox Stadium in Tallahassee against Clearwater Central Catholic. Coach, again, best of luck. We'll see you soon.
All right, thanks for having me.
Good stuff. Damian Jones, the head coach at Shaman Amadonna, 7th consecutive trip to the state championships, and they're undefeated at 12-0, and like I said, down the stretch, they have been lights out. That'll do it for our first half hour. Don't forget, we're here until 11:30 with you this evening. Big 10 o'clock hour. Don't go away.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.